right?
I hate you.
Josh Pruitt here and Thomas Short to my right.
All right.
Introducing you to the third podcast in the series of 49.
So what?
I don't know, really. I don't know how many we're doing.
I don't know, we're going to do about like 10 or 12 or something.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I mean, at this current moment, it's not even on... It's not even available to anyone.
No,
right
it's
now.
Not.
So
we're trying. Josh is supposed to be doing some stuff.
So yeah, if anyone else apart from us hears this podcast, it means we have successfully loaded it onto iTunes or something. But anyway, you're right, Thomas.
Yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. You're right.
I feel a bit of sarcasm. In
oh no, I'm not sarcastic or sarcasm person.
What happened? Come on. Spill the beans.
What beans?
Spill the beans.
Oh.
Okay, right. There was a, let's see, when was it?
Thursday,
there was auditions for the fourth year director shows, which are...
I hope they're not listening, or will listen to this.
If they are, hello.
All right. I respect you, admire you deeply.
Anyway... so me and Tom both auditioned, as we're drama students, and
we love to act.
And we got a call back, didn't we, the next day?
Yeah, we did.
Quite excited about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom actually got them before me, which was kind of scary. I was like, oh, hang on, how did he get something? And I didn't. Not being arrogant, but you know.
Yeah, but I don't think like the fact that my callback was at 11:45 in the morning. That's not early for most people, but it's early for me.
His was the first one, and I was the last person, which is a bit weird.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, but anyway, so the auditions, the callbacks were on Friday, and then they were like, okay,
Saturday.
Yeah. And then they said, well, we will tell you the cast on Sunday night, which was last night, and I was really nervous, like sat by my computer waiting for the email, and
By the way, can I just say this podcast is 2 days late?
It is two days late.
It's usually every Saturday, but some shizzle has been going on.
Saturday we were supposed to see, we went to see a film.
Yeah, we were going to do this, but we thought film would be far much more entertaining.
Yeah, than us speaking.
Yeah.
So we went to see that. Anyway, so what happened after that then?
Well, the callbacks.
Yeah.
I had the first callback, didn't like it because I knew they weren't going to remember me, but I still did it. I thought I did it very well. They asked me to stay like an extra 5-10 minutes. I thought, okay, all right then. And they're like asking me, saying, oh, when are you free next week? And, oh, that was all great and excellent. You'll hear from us soon. He goes, oh, yeah, thanks. I'll speak to you later. Yeah, that was really good. I enjoyed that. Maybe not have got it, but you never know.
Sure.
Then I was a bit late for the trial audition. But
is a play,
by Burkhoff.
Yeah.
Burkey.
The Burkster.
Stephen Burke.
Helen Burkhoff.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, probably his wife, isn't it?
I think he'll be married to Mary or something.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, I don't think the trial went that well because didn't really have that much chances playing Kay, the main character.
Yeah. So you're a bit upset about that. But, you know, we met up afterwards and we were like, how do you think it went? Yeah. And seeing that there were only 5 male parts available, we were like, we haven't really got much of a chance, have we?
That was one play where I think it was just 7 girls in Eden.
That was
no
it.
Guys.
Yeah. Bit harsh. Sexist.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a Lorca play.
Feminist.
Feminist? Sexist.
Feminist. They were very, they're like, women.
Oh, women's rights and all
burn
that.
Well, I'm
don't burn your bra, please. Well,
no, if you do burn it, take it off first.
Yeah, that's like the best thing to do.
Yeah. So I don't want a burnt nipple.
Burnt hairy nipple. Oh, shut up. Anyway, then like Josh went to his callback. He missed the trial one, I think.
No, I didn't. What do you mean I missed it?
Well, it's supposed to be at...
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I missed it. They were like, can you make it for 11? And I got this about 1. So I phoned the guy and I was like, do you mind if I come another time? He's like, yeah, come along at 2.
Yeah, you didn't get it though.
Didn't get the part.
Sorry.
No.
Just jumped ahead.
Yeah. But I got a part for another
one. No, shut up.
I got a part for another one.
He then went to the Professor Taran, the other play, callback. He was only in there for literally about 7 minutes. I thought my callback was better. It was funny. I got more laughs and all that. Like, slight differences, but okay. But no.
But when they laughed at you, they were pointing and laughing at you, weren't they?
No.
And then the director throw his pen at you or something.
He did that with everyone.
Not me.
Not throw the pen, I mean drop the
pen. No, he threw the pen at
you. Shut up, you weren't there.
He threw the notepad at you.
You weren't. What are you on about?
He tried to set your hair on fire.
You're not being funny. Get out.
Anyway, yeah. So then, what happened?
Yeah, and then we had to wait a day to find out, and I was like going to a pub quiz because that's what we do every Sunday with me and my housemates.
Of course.
Yeah. So I thought, oh, I can't check my email. Josh is gonna find out first. He's probably gonna ruin it for me. And then as the pub quiz finished, it was like 10:20. I was rushing home. Got a call from the person to my left.
Hello.
And what did he say?
I just said, you heard anything yet? Because I didn't know you were out. So I thought you, and I was like, did you get a part? And he went, I don't know, leave me alone. And yeah. I was like, all right. I just thought that, you know, I got a part. And because I got a part, I got an email.
I wish I just hung up. And then he went, the amount of abuse that came out of my mouth.
Well, no, this was what you said. I said, all right, I got a part. And he went, you dick.
Let's not swear, okay? That's harsh. I didn't say that.
No.
I said, you're a soppy little poo.
Okay, well, let's just say you did that. But you said a lot of worse things.
I said other stuff.
Other stuff.
Because I was quite angry. You got the part that I wanted. And I wasn't happy about that part. So I should have just like cut the phone call. But no, I carried on talking to him as I went home. And it was just getting more and more angry. I was so furious. I was fuming in a way.
You literally said to me, what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point in it all? No, I said, if I don't hear anything, I will... don't know what I'd do.
And then you read out the email, you're like, unfortunately, you didn't get it. And you're like,
I was very angry. I'm like, oh, I hung up on you, not like, I said goodbye, obviously.
You went, well, it was more like, you're like, all right, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I was like, oh, come on. You went, oh, I'm just going to go, see you later. I was like, all right, bye. And you went,
hung
see
up.
See you later. What'd you do after that?
My neighbors were outside. Like knocking the door, like going, yeah, good, thumbs up, thumbs down. And I just looked at them in a depressing way, took off my coat in a rather dramatic way.
These are your clothes. Took off your clothes and then jumped out the window.
And, you know, like you try and be dramatic with a coat taking it off, but then it got stuck on my hand. So I was like standing there, like trying to flop it off my hand.
You just look like a huge. Black DJ trying to
and I knew they were watching. I thought, damn, this is just getting worse.
Yeah,
and I went outside and told them, and they said, oh, don't worry. But I'd already started feeling depressed and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna check up on you to see if you're, you know, stick, you know. I mean, I did walk into the kitchen and you had your head in the oven, didn't you? And I was like,
yeah, I was just
not
worth
it.
On.
It's not worth it.
I was just seeing. I was got my cookie stuck in the back.
Oh, right. Bit of meat stuck at the back.
Yeah.
Your steak.
Yeah,
speaking of
that,
I was making a steak last night, and had it all nice and juicy. Mm-hmm. Dropped it down the back of the stupid cooker, right? had to move the whole thing out, okay? Moved it out.
Oh.
And it was covered in like spiders and ants. And I was like, nah, I'll eat it anyway.
What?
Yeah, I ate it.
Did you wash it off or anything?
You
washed it off,
obviously. I washed it off, no, but I stuck my fork in it, shoved it under the sink, and then I washed it in the water. It tasted disgusting. It was like, it was a bit cold.
Did you manage to drop it behind the cooker?
I'm not going to lie to you. I was at the frying pan, and I was like, I'm going to flip it over. Flipped it too far.
What,
smacked the wall and stood down.
A normal
down.
Person would get a spatula if they're cooking a steak, but not you.
Yeah.
Pancake steak.
Yeah, the pan steak. I don't know, anyway. So that was, anyway, how do we get onto that? Oh, oven, you said suicide, yeah. Anyway,
yeah, so last night I was feeling quite depressed.
That night. But you texted me this morning going, you know what, I'm over it. It's their loss.
Yeah, it's their loss. I know I'm good.
If you're listening, it's your loss, directors.
It is your loss.
You're missing out.
I know I'm good. After each player been in, all the directors saying you're really good and all that. So I thought, well, thanks for that.
You're missing out on the next Timothy Spall. So.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Anyway.
I don't look like Timothy Spall.
Okay,
no,
debatable.
No.
Anyway,
more like George Clooney.
Yeah, after he's been run over by a truck.
What are you on about?
Anyway, speaking of George Clooney, we watched a Burn After Reading last night. No, 2 nights ago.
On Saturday. That's why we didn't do a podcast.
Apologies, but it was a very good film. I thought
it was actually a pretty good film.
And witty and just
there's no point
weird.
To it.
No point to it, but it was funny. But here's a little story. We were a bit late, weren't we? So we paid for our tickets, and I was like, I need some popcorn. I just need my popcorn before.
So are you gonna get some? Because I might if you're getting.
So anyway, so I was in line. I paid for mine. I was like, what should I get? Medium or large? And medium was £4, and a large was £4.25. I was like, if I'm gonna pay £4, I might as well pay £4.25. You know, get large, boost it up. So I was like, right, I have a large popcorn, please. So she gave me, so I was, you know, I had my popcorn, I was happy. And you kind of came strolling behind me, and you're like, I have a medium, please. And you had some ice as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
In a cup. And so he's like, I'll have a medium popcorn. And then so she filled it up, and he was like, right. And then I came back, and he paid for it. And I was like, and it was £4. And I was like, Tom, why don't you just pay 25p more and get a large? And you were like, yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
And then he was like, excuse me, hi, sorry, can I give you 25p and could you make it a large? And then the woman was like,
It was an old woman.
Yeah, old woman. She went, wait 1 second, got a walkie talkie. I was like, hi, Anna, could you come to the till, please? And we were like, oh, this might be more trouble than it's worth. Yeah. And then she came down, like, you know, a few seconds later. I was like, hi, what's the problem? She's like, yeah, this gentleman got a medium popcorn. I paid 25. He's just given me 25p to boost him up to a large. How do we do that? And I was thinking, hurry up, Tom, where the film's always...
She's like going, thinking, oh, I might have to do it in a refund.
Yeah, and then I was like, just, can you just take the... And then Anna was like, right. And she kind of typed in something on the computer and was like, 25... Right, 1 second. Got a walkie-talkie out. Hi, beep. Guy. Hi, guy. Could you come down to the till, please? Yeah. All right. There's a man. There's a man wanting popcorn.
It's much longer than that. Like, says, guy, can you come down to the till. Nothing for a minute. Asking. I was just saying, it doesn't matter. He goes, no. This guy can come down the till.
No answer. Nothing. Yeah. Guy. Hello. Hello.
What do you need? I think it's a refund.
Oh yeah. What kind of refund is that?
A gentleman wants to boost his popcorn up to a medium. He's got 25p here.
Popcorn. Is that PopCorn? Popcorn.
Yes, popcorn.
Where?
The till. Yes. All right. I'll be
Which
right
till?
Down. There's only one till.
Right. Yeah. I'm the manager. I should know. Right. I'll be down in 3 seconds.
He came downstairs.
5 minutes late. 5 minutes later.
It was 5 minutes later. The film was getting closer to the start.
I was kind of getting ready to go, and I was like, seriously, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I looked over to him, and he was just standing there staring at me. Oh god.
Yeah. So so guy came down, and there's like a kind of bit of a commotion going on, and he was like, right, what's up? And then she was like, oh, this gentleman here wants to boost up to a large, but he's just giving me 25p. Is that okay? He was like, let me think. Yeah, it should be fine. Let me just kind of type it in. He's like, yeah, so you want a large popcorn? He's like, yeah, yes. I just want a large popcorn. Wait, you got a medium now? Yes, I have medium. Can you not just dump it in a thing? Well, all right. Well, hold on, sir. Don't raise your voice at me.
I didn't do that. I know. That's not what happened.
And so... After about 5 minutes, he finally opened the till and went, okay, and put 25p in there, got a receipt out. And then he's like, do you have a receipt? And you're like, yeah, here it is.
Yeah,
and
she's
like,
okay. Got out my wallet, goes, okay, we're just going to need the receipt back. Do you mind not have your receipt? Because I don't care. Yeah. I just want to go now.
And so the old woman slowly poured the medium popcorn into a large one and then slowly filled it up and went, okay, that'd be £4.25. Be like, I already paid £4. Like, yeah, no, and you're giving us, yeah, 25. Okay, right. And then she kind of paused for a bit and was like, and you're like, is that it? And she was like, yeah. And then the guy was just like, yeah. It was the most unorganized thing I've ever seen. And it was so stupid. It was,
I was grateful afterwards, but as soon as the film finished, I still had, like, popcorn.
Yeah, you didn't even finish it all,
no,
did you?
Like,
not worth it.
I would have finished a medium, but the large, like, the amount that was in the bottom
was the amount
same
she added on top. Ridiculous. So that was a little...
I blame you. You said, like, oh, why don't you just pump up to a large of 25p?
All I was saying was, I was bringing up the logic in it. I was just saying 25p for more than half of what it's actually worth is, I mean, you know, whatever. It was worth it, I thought, you know. But anyway, it was, and like a medium was the small was 360, so it just didn't make sense. But it was quite irritating.
Yeah,
but
I just said, it doesn't matter. I'll just take my popcorn back. He goes, no.
We're here to serve. But yeah, so that was the cinema incident, which was a bit irritating. Yeah. But anyway, we're gonna move on. Little new thing we're doing. I was kind of having a talk to someone, a philosopher actually. I'm doing Greek anthropology right now, and they're kind of going through philosophy and stuff like that. And I thought I might ask Tom here, since you studied philosophy last year.
I did, 2 years. Got a B,
which isn't bad, is it? What I'll ask you some kind of questions that are quite famous questions, philosophical questions, and see if you have an answer to them.
Okay, yeah.
I want you to be as deep as possible, but not so deep that you know you bore people.
Or hurt myself.
Or hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Like you did last night. So, okay. So, the first one is, who are we?
What do you mean, who are we?
I mean, not us particularly, but, like, who are we?
We're things that have been put down on this... Well, I don't know if it say that. I don't know if I believe in God, but I'm not sure. Like, because of philosophy, I'm not sure. So I can't really say God put us here to serve him, or not serve him, worship him.
I think you're going too deep already.
I am going too deep.
Just who are we?
We're humans that were...
But what's a human?
What do you mean, what's a human?
But don't describe it, but like, what is it?
I don't understand the question. What is it? You mean like... What are... What?
No, who are we?
We are ourselves.
I think a good answer would be... If someone says, who are we? We'd go, who are you? No, that's annoying. I heard about... I know somebody who does philosophy, and then apparently there was one question on the paper that said, is this a question? And they put, is this an answer? And got full marks. Pretty cool, eh?
I heard, like... someone on a philosophy exam saying, it was a really complicated philosophy question, and they put just a short answer, don't ask me, God knows, and left it at that. They failed.
That was you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't me. All right. I got a B, I told you.
Anyway, okay, we'll move on from that one. That was probably a bit too hard for you. Okay, what about this? What is knowledge?
What? It's intelligence, in a way.
Yeah, but like...
the essence of knowing something, like the first part of knowledge is know.
Yes.
So, knowledge is knowing stuff.
What about the ledge bit?
Knowing stuff originally came from a ledge? No? You look. When scholars first started learning, they were forced to sit on a ledge, and if they got an answer wrong, they'd been pushed off. No?
I don't think that's what happened, but... So what is knowledge? I mean, what's the...
I think it's the ability of knowing stuff.
Mm, okay. So it's not... So knowledge is the ability of it, or... Or is it the actual information being feed? So like, if you go, oh, I've got loads of knowledge, does that mean you have loads of information, or you have the capacity of knowing that?
Good point. I was going to say, like, you hear people say, oh, yeah, I'm very knowledgeable, nerd, but anyway.
Yeah.
It's the ability to take in information and storing it within ourselves.
But who are we?
Oh, I'm gonna come back to
I'm
that.
I'm kidding. All right, the last one. This is kind of stressing me out. Why is there something rather than nothing?
Because there can't be nothing in order for there to be something.
You can't just do that with every question. Who are we? We are who?
Without nothing, there can't be something. No, that's wrong.
What do you mean? So why is there something
I'm
rather than nothing?
I'm confusing myself.
Okay, let's say, for instance, I'm holding up a pen right now.
Yeah.
Why is there a pen here rather than not a pen here?
Because you're holding it.
Yeah, but why am I holding it?
Because you just picked it up.
Yeah, but what? No, but like the thing is, why is there a pen here rather than why... I'm sort of confusing myself as well, to be honest.
See? I don't like this part of the program.
Yeah, we're never going to do this again. No. This is a stupid idea. All right, moving on. Okay, we're gonna start a new thing. Well, yeah. It's not really new. I think there's another podcast that does this.
Yeah, I think other people do this.
But like, what we're gonna do is, I actually found I saw on some news thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's two really weird incidents. I think these were in America.
One weird, but I thought the other one's quite funny.
Yeah, no, the one's quite funny. But so basically, what we're gonna do is, I'm gonna read out these two. It's called Freak News.
Yeah,
and it's like basically these just weird incidences.
Yeah.
They don't quite make it in the paper because they're a bit weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're gonna do is there's two of them, and Tom and I are gonna take one of them. We're gonna decide later.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna actually make a song about it. Basically, we're gonna write a song, and then a few weeks from now, maybe next week, we will have a song each
to play long. With.
No, it'll be like, you know, a verse and a chorus.
Yeah.
Maybe, and about this incident. So I'm gonna read the first one out. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Calf born in Nebraska has six legs and both male and female organs.
That's just weird.
It is, isn't it? Six legs.
Six. Does that mean
you imagine like him coming out and being like, oh yeah, what's it? Why have I got six legs? Why have I got that and that?
Why have I got that and that and that and that? And
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking like the vet giving birth, like...
I've got the legs, you get the other leg. What the? Why is there? Why has it got?
There's four legs. See, okay, here comes the head. There's the head. Is there? So there. Oh, there's the nice four legs. what's
four,
this?
Six, another legs. He's got a. He's a boy. No, he's a girl.
What is
what
that?
The heck? What is it?
Is it a bull?
Is it a cow? Is it a cat? What? I don't know why it'd be a cat,
bowl?
Frankly.
Bowl?
Anyway, it's a freak. It's a freak of nature.
I would hate to give birth there. Oh, I'd hate to give birth. Full stop.
Okay. You'd hate to give birth to a six-legged cow, a calf.
That reminds me of something. I was at the pub quiz, and one of the questions was McConaughey. Whatever. Has just given birth to a new baby boy. What's its name? I thought. I didn't know men could give birth. When did this happen? It's Matthew McConaughey, the first one.
You're like, it's a trick question. He didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
I don't know what his name. We put Ryan.
Was it right?
No.
Okay.
I think it was Bill.
Right. McConaughey. Anyway, right. So that's the first freak news title. This is the second one. Do you want to read this out?
Yeah. The second one is man accidentally fires gun in the bathroom. And hurts another man.
What were they both doing in the bathroom?
Why was there a gun in the bathroom?
There's a lot. I mean, I think it's more fun not reading the article because yeah. I haven't read either of them. And I just took the title. And I like the sense of mystery because, yeah. I mean, could have been, they could be housemates.
Yeah,
You're like, oi, Rick, I got my new gun. What are you doing? I'm taking a poo. Just get out. No, look at my gun. Look at my...
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Really?
Well, the guy could have been on the loo and then a burglar could have been coming from the window behind him and he's just polishing his gun.
Trips over the bar.
What's that? Bang.
Yeah. Oh. Or, you know, a guy could have been in the bath, right? And
with the curtains drawn.
But with a gun, you know?
Yeah, he's just washing his gun.
You know, washing his gun. And then sort of turns around.
The guy comes in to go to the loo.
Yeah, and then he goes, what are you doing? Shoots
what's
him.
What's smell? Opens it. Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's a shock.
There's loads of possibilities. But, I mean, so those are the two titles. And what we're going to do, which one do you want to write a song about?
I think the second one sounds funnier to me. Man accidentally fires gun in the bathroom.
See, what's good about that is that there could be a story to it.
It could be.
It's hard to write a song about a six-legged freak cow with both male and female genitalia.
No. What you could do, you could write about like that calf's life now.
That's a good point. I could.
Like,
I mean,
I think, oh, it's born in the world. What's this? I'm a stump.
It could run extra fast with six legs and
reproduce everywhere.
Well, so basically, technically. Would this be wrong? Could it reproduce with itself? Give birth to another one? I don't know, but like...
No.
No? If it has both...
Is it a bull? But
It says calf, so...
Yeah, but what's a calf?
It's a baby cow.
But what's a male cow?
Calf. Well, I think they're all called calf.
No, I mean, a male, like... Adult cow. It's not called.
Oh
a cow.
Yeah, an adult.
It's
an
called
adult.
The bull.
Yeah.
But it says both male and female organs.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Will it like be a man, but with tits?
I don't know. You could call it a cowbell. Cowbell. Cowbell.
Cowbell.
Cowbell.
I was thinking cull. He's very. Is a cool cull.
Oh, cool. Like that. He looks cool. Cool.
Cull.
Anyway, that's ridiculous.
Speech impediment, cool.
Right. So, anyway, so next week we'll have two short songs for you.
It'll be a battle. Like,
yeah,
you can listen to it. Well, you won't be able to vote, but
it's
our
not
friends
really
will listen
gonna,
to it.
Yeah, or we'll listen to it at least. If no one else listens to it, it'll be us. So we can listen to ourselves.
Our housemates can listen to it.
They don't really like us.
Well, they like me.
Yeah, they don't like me. But
I know
they
lock you out every now and then and shove spiders in your face.
It's irritating. Oh no, I heard a story. Speaking of shoving spiders in people's faces.
Oh no.
I heard a story. My I know two friends who live together. They're both called Dan and Dan. And basically they one Dan, let's say Dan 1 and Dan 2.
Yeah.
Dan 1 placed a hedgehog in Dan 2's room and he didn't notice it. He woke up in the middle of the night. I was like, "What's going on?" Found a little hedgehog. He's like, "What's that?" And he's like, "How could it got in?" He's like, "It probably just walked in." He's like, "I live on the second floor." And Dan 1 was like, "Probably flew through the window." He's like, and then Dan 2 was like, "Yeah, it probably did." And then later he was like, "Hang on, wait a second. It couldn't fly through the window." And it turns out that Dan, you know, he finally found out.
What's that got to do with
that.
Spiders?
I don't know. The idea of you are placing some, I don't know.
I love hedgehogs.
No,
they're so cute.
Not if you step on one.
Well, obviously, then it's painful, but it's still cute. Well, yeah. No, if you step on it, it might be...
It might die.
Or just lose a lot of weight really quickly.
Yeah, true.
Do you want to... No.
Anyway, right, let's go on to the anecdote section. So this is when we kind of tell kind of old stories of what's happened in our lives. We've had pretty interesting lives, I you know, especially well, Tom here, yeah. Who's who attracts danger and...
misfortune. Death. God hates me.
Yeah. What's the one you were going to tell then?
The black eye incident, I think.
You got a black eye? Go on.
When I was about, I think, 6 or 7, I was living in Stratton Audley near Bicester.
Sure.
And one of our favourite films as a little young child was The Labyrinth, sure. With nice little Jennifer Connelly in.
Yeah. And
big old David Bowie. Bowie, whatever.
The Boast. Yeah.
And David Bowie, he did the whole soundtrack. Yeah. And a new fact I found out, that in the Dance Magic song, the sound of the baby giggling was actually David Bowie himself. Because he couldn't get the baby to giggle. Anyway, so yeah, if you listen to that, just think of a 30-year-old man giggling. Anyway.
30?
I don't know how old he was back then. At the time, yeah. Okay. But anyway, we had just watched the film, and like we were really happy. Because, oh, it's such a nice ending. It's a fun ending. It's really good. It's a happy film. And then the credits came on. It had the music again. And the song Dance Magic came on. And me and my brother, we were like getting so into it. We started dancing around the living room. And
wait, so you got so happy from the song that you just said, what a bunch of gays.
We were about 6.
That's even worse.
Why is it even worse? We're little children.
No, but at 6, you still have a sense of... what's manly and what's not, I think you do.
No.
Like, what, so you were 6 years old?
Oh,
like,
no, you're not 6. So
oh,
be, like, younger.
Song is so magical!
Didn't say that!
Yay!
Didn't do that, why did? What are you doing?
I don't know, I'm just picturing you guys dancing.
I probably wasn't 6. I don't know how old I was. I think it was about 4 or 5. All right?
Okay,
and I don't think I knew what was manly back then and what was feminine or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, the song came on and we were like, saying, yeah, it's a good song. We started dancing. And then, I don't know whose idea it was, but one of us said, oh, let's start spinning around really fast. And we started spinning around really fast.
Gay, very gay.
We were young, all right?
Still.
And, yeah, you know, like, the fact, like, when you spin really fast, you get dizzy, it's almost euphoric in a way, because, wow, we're dizzy, the world's spinning and all that. Well, I got too dizzy and fell over and smacked into the side of a table and got a black eye. I got a black eye from dancing to David Bowie Dance Magic.
Well, that actually ties in very nicely with my story.
Oh, yeah? What's yours?
It's another black eye, but it's not actually me. It's my little brother. Big shout
though.
Out to Jeremy. Anyway.
Shout.
So basically what happened was, this wasn't too long ago. Too long ago. But it was, you know, I'm going to say maybe 3-4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He was probably about 6. You're same age as you,
see?
Maybe.
Okay.
Same age as you. So,
innocent time.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But see, he was quite manly because he had a baseball bat. Right, so he was walking around with a baseball bat.
Oh, have baseball bat. Oh, look at me with a baseball bat. Because I live in America. Was he living in America?
This was in Oxford.
All right, then.
So you know, he was in the garden, and I specifically remember because I was doing some kick-ups. I was watching him in the garden.
Yeah.
And he kind of, there was a basketball lying on the floor, and I saw him approach it very slowly.
Yeah.
He stared at it, looked at his baseball bat, brought it up above his head. Smacked the basketball with the baseball bat as hard as he could. Bat flew up, smacked him in the eye.
The bat?
Yeah, because it bounced back off. He went, ooh, boom, bounced off, smacked him in the eye, and he was like, oh, it just literally fell over. And I was like, are you okay? And then he was like, oh. He was crying, and like, and so my dad came out and saw that he had a massive black eye. First thing my dad does is goes, oh, wait, stay right there. Got a camera, took a picture of him because it was a funny, you know, massive blue eye, and so we still have that picture to this very day.
I was just thinking, like, what at what moment do you think, bat, ball, this is a good idea?
Yeah. Well, the thing, I don't know. I think it was pretty more. He was probably just trying to get it bouncing, you know.
Yeah.
But it was kind of stuck in a little pothole, and it just smacked it. It was brilliant. It was fantastic.
Well, I was just like, used as a golf club, and not just smacked down.
Yeah, straight down. Samurai chop, but it was great. So that's not really affecting me. I know, I love how all the stories I'm never, in my anecdotes, I'm never the one that really gets hurt. Because the other one, a granny who ran into a bush.
Oh, yeah.
And what else was there? Did I...
I can't remember.
Yeah, see, it might not be memorable.
It wasn't that good.
So you kind of had to go through impotence, almost. Black eyes, and then what else? What was the other one?
I can't remember the other one. No, it's funny.
Anyway, there's just so much.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So
and more to come.
Indeed.
Well, to me, stuff's still happening today to me. Nothing happens to Jan. Oh, nothing happens to Josh. No, he's the perfect little man, not little tall man.
You sound perfect.
I didn't say perfect.
Yes, you did. Thanks.
I hate you. I want to end this.
Right, on that note, we will end this. Right, thanks for listening, people.
Cheers.
This is episode 3.
Nice episode.
Is it right?
It's all right.
Cheerful.
Nice.
You still upset about the part?
No, I'm over it now.
Really?
Yeah. Just don't ever talk to me about plays the next year or so.
Right, you do realise you're studying drama.
Am I?
It's an issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I might have to drop it. I might study Russian ballet.
I'm already doing that as a sandwich course. Yeah.
Sandwich course?
I'm also studying chess as a major. I'm actually a PhD in chess.
PhD in chess?
Yeah. History of chess, actually. So we don't
Swedish anthropology.
It's not as good as it makes out to be.
It's Swedish.
It is Swedish. And all things Swedish are very good. But I did it for about 3 months and it wasn't my cup of tea.
What about marital law?
Could be interesting. I've never done it. But no, history of chess is very good. Chess history. Mainly Belgian chess history. It's not practical, which is great actually, because, you know, I'm not that physically fit in order to be able to play chess all the time. And, you know, it's quite an expensive game. So, you know.
Expensive?
Oh, yeah. If you get the right, it's very, yeah. So, you know, gold-plated pawns.
Sorry, I don't know if you heard that.
I just did a massive fart. That's disgusting. On that note, we're going to end. All right. So, see you guys later.
See you next week. Love you. Bye. On the next episode of Josh and Tom's Half Hour of Bliss.
Could you pass me that biscuit over there, please?
Yeah, right.
Cheers.
Got any more?
No, I'm good. Have you got any milk?